You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Cynthia, I don't know what took you so long, but I'm glad you finally got through.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, good morning.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I had, heard Dom mention the puzzle room the other day, and I think he referred to puzzles another time. I've been listening for, I hate to admit how long. Anyway, I have a lot of puzzles, and I've been trying to get them in order. I counted them, and 195 puzzles.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Have you done them all?
Oh, yes, several times.
Really? Now you're just bragging, Cynthia.
See, I do want a puzzle room, and I don't have one, but I think I would want one.
Yeah,
and I have to keep the cat out of there.
Covered in pieces on the floor.
What's the largest one you've ever done? I got to know.
I think of 1,500.
Oh, that's not bad.
My son threatened to buy that 40,000 that they advertised the other day.
Yes.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No,
that prankster.
1,000-piece puzzles, but occasionally I have a few 500s just to...
All right.
And they say it's good for the brain, Cynthia.
It
keeps
you,
keeps you wired properly up
and
there.
And I would like to host, I've threatened to do this, I want to host a puzzle championship where people can enter as a solo or as a team.
What would go into that? Just like how quickly you could get the puzzle done? Is that what the competition
is? Everyone gets the same puzzle.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. And then
boom,
the first
you do it.
Person to finish theirs, and then the first team to finish theirs.
That is an event that I would not attend.
I know. It would just be a bunch of weirdos like
you wouldn't
me
want
and
anybody
Cynthia.
With like allergies on your team either, Cynthia. Anyone with a sneezing problem, that would ruin that game ASAP.
Oh, listen,
yeah,
you are.
The hard way, too, to not have cats around.
That's right.
Like to pick up a piece of
get them out of there.
Listen. You could not be more charming. Thank you for listening for so long, and thank you for finally calling us, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a really good weekend.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, love it. Here's Olivia. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm in my work parking lot right now, and I decided, you know what? I heard about what was going on the radio, and I was like, I should call. I've been listening to you guys since I've been in college, so, and I actually have celebrated my birthday this month, so I was like, I should probably call in. I've never called in before.
Here's something that you're not going to hear us say a lot. Can you pull the phone away from your mouth just a little bit?
There we go. Like I said, I've never done this before.
Yeah, I think it's just the phone.
I think it's the phone. Yeah, it's cracking on us a lot. So, wait a minute. You've been listening since college. How old are you turning this month?
I'm going to be turning 31.
Holy cow, you're old. My God.
You're so old. You're ancient, Olivia.
Woo-wee.
You're ancient.
Oh, wow.
Do you have any epic birthday plans?
Well, honestly, I'm just inviting a bunch of my friends from work, and my boyfriend, for example, and we're all just going to go down to the arcade and just go have some drinks and have fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Are you going to that 1UP place or 2UP, whatever it's called, 1UP?
We're going to go to round one instead.
Oh, round one? Sure. Okay. That'll be a good time.
That's great.
Good for you.
What do you know, it's not your birthday, but I feel like you've been listening for, you know, over 10 years that we should still give you the two-word birthday song now. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Jeremy, you do the honors.
Happy birthday.
There you go, Olivia.
Wow. Nice.
Awesome.
Really nice.
Thank you for listening for so long. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. Here's Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
What's going on in your life that you can tell us about?
What's going on? Okay, what's not going on? Everything is going on.
Girl, preach it.
Everything.
Oh, let's see.
Spill that tea.
In the middle of a job change.
Good.
And my car got totaled by some California driver. My immaculate car, so now I'm waiting to get the estimate for that so I can get a car, so I have a rental. What else?
I like the way you had to specify that it was a driver from California.
They're the worst, right?
That's kind of
They
funny.
Drive so crazy. They're crazy drivers.
We're on, yeah, yeah, we're on 6th Avenue going, you know, 70, 75 miles an hour on 6th Avenue going west in rush hour traffic. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to the radio singing, and all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, boom. And I'm like, what just happened? And the guy walks up to my car that's smoking and all this, and he goes, well, I'm sorry. I was just looking around.
Sorry about that.
I got news for him.
Oh my! But
I got news for him. I was gonna say, I've been on 6th Avenue a trillion times. There's nothing to look at on 6th Avenue.
Just walls, essentially.
It's mostly just walls and houses.
What kind of car did you have that he jacked up?
I had a Honda CRV, and he had a little BMW, little tiny car, and his car was totaled, and then my car was totaled, so just waiting for...
Sad day for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you were doing 70, 75, you're lucky that, you know, that didn't spin and flip and everything else, so...
I know. I think if I had seen it, I probably would have broken my neck or something, but I was just in my car singing away.
Now, do you remember what song you were singing to?
Oh, I don't know, because I like them all.
All right, because you've referenced that twice. So,
yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Impress us.
This is going to be fun. I'm going to a psychedelic fair.
What goes on there?
You're
going to be tripping?
It's a psychedelic fair. Well, we're not really sure. So a girlfriend of mine and I are going to go. And we're like, okay, this is another year of the firsts. I'm going to do things I've never done before. So I said to her a couple of days ago, I said, I found this meetup. I go, let's go to this and see what this is all about.
We'll wear some tie-dye. They'll have black lights. And
you're going to trip on some mushrooms or something? What are you doing?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
They have vendors and they have classes, and we're just going to see. We're like,
where's it at? Where's this going on at?
Down on Broadway.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Well,
seems legit.
It's literally called like the psychedelic meetup. Of course, we didn't know we're going on there because
did you find this on like on Craigslist or Nextdoor or something?
No,
or is this a sanctioned event?
Maybe somebody just handed her a pamphlet on the 16th Street Mall.
Yo, man, be tripping this weekend.
Nobody goes on Craigslist anymore. That's creepy.
Oh, that's kind of my point,
Jeremy. Get with it.
No, it's a meetup.
It's a meetup. All right, fine. Go to your silly little meetup.
Then they have dancing at a castle after that.
Of course they do. To top off the evening, we all meet up at a castle and do some dancing.
Wonder how many of your clothes will still be on by the time you get to the castle. I mean,
you might not even wake up in Colorado, honestly.
Yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the desert in Nevada somewhere.
It'll be like The Hangover 5.
That's right. Lisa, I want you to be safe this weekend. I'm slightly concerned.
Really, we're worried about you.
Be
now,
careful.
You said you're job transitioning. What's the new job going to be?
I'm not sure. Maybe like data analyst. I was a nurse for a long time. Then I went into sales, and now I'm doing something different because I can.
Sure, you can. You can do whatever the hell you want, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we can go to this fair.
That's right.
Get all jacked up.
No.
Just a little jacked up.
We're just going to see what's happening.
Oh,
okay.
You're going to be a voyeur. You're going to be a psychedelic voyeur.
Yeah, we're going to be a psychedelic voyeur, yes.
All right. Well,
you could not be more charming. Thank you for calling us. You be safe this weekend, okay?
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep, thanks. That was fun.
Nice meeting you. Bye.
You too. Now that you've called, you broke the ice. You can call us often. That's the rule for everybody on Long Time First Time. Dan, good morning. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just hoping that Lisa's new job doesn't drug test.
Solid point, Dan. Solid point. Yep.
this name and this voice sound familiar. I'm wondering
I think we
if
know
this
Dan.
Is the Dan we know.
Did you used to
Say
work
something
here?
Something else.
Yeah, and much like back then, I've been sitting here just waiting for you guys. You know, fourth caller, you couldn't get me in a little
bit. It is Dan. Dan used to work with us, and
Dan used to work down the hall.
He's a smart ass.
One of our business offices.
Yeah.
Total smart ass. And then he left to go work for, who was it, Amazon or
Amazon,
somebody?
Amazon, right, Dan?
Yep.
Good for you.
Are you still working with them? The office right now. I am, yeah. It's only been 6 months. You think
you
I
like,
can handle it for that one?
You like it there?
Yeah, I miss you guys, but
what do you miss the most?
Yeah.
Mostly your musk.
Our essence. Yeah. Our musk. Shut up. Dan's a good guy. Dan and I trade pictures of meat occasionally and pictures of lawns.
That's good.
Yeah, we send each other after we mow.
I like Dan's smart alecky replies to the mind bender that he sends in.
He does text us
like
often.
The
with
most smart arse.
Like foul thing. Or, yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to get it right. One of them.
Yeah, buddy.
One of these days.
I'm not as bad as Josh on my guesses, but I think I'm pretty close.
What are you doing this weekend, Dan?
Well, I'm not mowing the lawn. Maybe I'll smoke some beets.
Smoke
send you
some
pictures.
Meat. Thanks, buddy. All right.
Get off the phone.
We're done here.
Go have a great day, man. We miss you,
too.
We
miss you,
bud. Why don't you come by and see us? I'm in town next week, so you should come by the radio station.
Bring some donuts.
Come by. Bring donuts and come by and say
yo.
Hello.
I love that guy.
Hello.
Here's Cassie. Cassie, we love you, too. Good morning.
Oh, thanks. I feel special. Good morning.
You are special to us. You called us. It's very kind of you.
What's going on with you? What's going on in your world or this weekend or both?
Not much. I'm at work, about to grab a breakfast burrito, go to the Nature and Science Museum.
Oh, that's a solid morning right there.
That's really good.
Yeah. Do you guys have a restaurant recommendation? It's my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow, and I'm going to take him out to dinner.
There's a, what's the garden place? It's like something garden.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
You know, here's the thing.
I do.
It's you put us in a position when we have to, because we're on the radio, if we do an endorsement for a restaurant, then other restaurants that advertise, they'll be like, hey, what about us? What are we, chopped liver? And we're like, hey, if you serve chopped liver, we wouldn't send anybody.
Chick-fil-A's pretty solid. All right, what part of town are you in?
I feel you. Highland.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell. I have no idea down there.
There's a bunch of great restaurants around there. You got to be kidding. You can't find a good restaurant in the Highlands?
No, I will. I'll pick a random one. I'm sure they're all good.
You said
besides, the one that I would tell you is way farther south.
Yeah, and mine's in Littleton, too. So
yeah, mine is over off of Orchard and I-25. So just stay up in the Highlands.
You said it was for his birthday? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What'd you get him for his birthday?
Nothing. We don't do really. We've been together a while.
You don't do all that.
So there's no birthday gift for him. Okay.
No, we do Christmas gifts, and it's like we try to do trips or something. So.
Okay, that's cool.
That's fine.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. Now, tell me this: where did you meet him?
When I was 17 in high school.
Ooh, a little high school love.
Were you high school sweethearts, or did you not start going out until after high school?
Well, I was in high school. He was already graduated. We started dating when I was in high school.
All right.
How old are you now?
26.
Oh.
Hey, you guys have been together almost 10 years.
Yeah, well done.
Hmm. Yeah, well done. Good for you.
And going back, you know what? Go to my neighbor Felix.
Okay, yeah. I've heard that place is good, and I actually haven't tried it.
Yeah, and they actually do advertise with us, so I do
there
recommend
you go.
That place.
It's
I went there over holiday break, and it was quite tasty, so check them out.
Saturday would be busy, right? Is the reservation?
Well, I don't know. That's up to you. You want us to, like, get you a table or something?
What do you want from us? Huh? I mean, do you want me to drive you to the restaurant, too? I mean...
Oh, you're funny. We got to run. Have a great weekend, and thank you for calling us, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. And then bringing it home, the last one for a long time, first time, is this dude named Scott. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Very well, sir. Thank you for
asking.
Couldn't
be better, my friend. Thank you for holding for so long. What do you got going this weekend? Anything good?
I'm a business owner, so, you know, if it were summertime, I'd be on the golf course, but I guess it's work and get things done.
What's your business, dude?
Well, actually, Jeremy and I occasionally communicate through Facebook. I'm an IT company owner, so.
Oh, we do we?
Why are you communicating with Jeremy? Were you asking him for advice or something?
I mean, Scott's like, Jer, I got this computer problem. I got a coding issue here. Can you help me out? I'm like, hell no.
Sure,
leave me alone.
He's like, Jeremy, can you tell me how to shut this off and turn it back on?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
How long you been listening to this ridiculous radio show?
Dom, since the Mindbender started.
Long time, then.
Well, dude, that will be next week, the 30th birthday, actually.
Yep.
You've been around for 30 years listening?
I'm a Colorado native, and...
God.
That's impressive, Scott.
You must have been a kid.
I'm 57 now, so...
Yeah, well...
Not much of a kid.
Yeah. You would have been in your 20s. You know what? Yeah. Thank you for listening for three decades, my friend. Yeah, the Mindbender birthday is on... Wednesday, it will turn 30.
How about that?
So,
yeah. Do you have any questions,
like to say
Scott?
There's gonna be, go ahead. I'd like to say there's going to be a really, really big honking fun prize for it, but probably not. Just same old.
You've been listening for so long, Scott. Do you have a quick question for us?
No.
All right.
Appreciate you guys spending the time with me in my car as I'm driving to work every day. So
well. Thank you, buddy, for listening.
And it's our pleasure. Thank you for listening, and thank you for listening so long. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, you all too.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, buddy.